critical commentaries. The sections that follow provide great tools for supplementing your reading of To Kill a Mockingbird. First, in order to enhance your understanding of and enjoyment from reading, we provide quick summaries in case you have difficulty when you read the original literary work. Each summary is followed by commentary, literary devices, character analyses, themes, and so on. Keep in mind that the interpretations here are solely those of the author and of this study guide and are used to jumpstart your thinking about the work. No single interpretation of a complex work like To Kill a Mockingbird is infallible or exhaustive, and you'll likely find that you interpret portions of the work differently from the author of this study guide. Read the original work and determine your own interpretations, referring to these notes for supplemental meanings only. Epigraph. Lee begins To Kill a Mockingbird with an epigraph, a brief quotation placed at the beginning of a book or chapter. Charles Lamb. Lawyers, I suppose, were children once. That she chose this epigraph is interesting on several levels. A good part of this story's brilliance lies in the fact that it's told from a child's point of view. Through Scout's eyes, Lee is able to present the story objectively. By having an innocent little girl make racial remarks and regard people of color in a way consistent with the community, Lee provides an objective view of the situation. As a child, Scout can make observations that an adult would avoid or sugarcoat. Readers, too, are likely to be forgiving of a child's perception, whereas they would find an adult who makes these remarks offensive. Much of Harper Lee is in the character of Scout. Lee's father was an attorney, as is Scout's. Importantly, Lee herself studied law. Because Scout's personality is loosely autobiographical, the epigraph makes sense. Lee proves through the telling of the story that she was also once a child. Also significant in understanding the epigraph is Atticus's answer to Jem's question of how a jury could convict Tom Robinson when he's obviously innocent. They've done it before, and they...